John, I hate interruptions, and I apologize. I interrupted you, but there's a few things I can't control, and that's the clock, especially when it's a paid commercial break. But that helps keep us on the air. So
right.
You were right in the middle of talking about the importance of the root structure during the winter, as it's the tree's time to prepare itself for a good growth in the summer. And if you want to help your trees grow in the summer, Now's the important time to tend to them.
Well, it's a little bit too late to be putting any fertilizer down, but we have encouraged fall fertilizing to our customers over the last several years. And
so when would you have done your fall fertilizing?
Anytime if September 1st to about November 15th. You know, really kind of as the soil temperatures are dropping right now, there's not a lot of not a lot of fertilizer uptake. So we wanted to be a little careful not to be putting fertilizer down too late into the year. But I wanted to talk about the root activity because it's really critical. If we understand that even though the above-ground parts of the trees are slowing down, but the roots are continuing to metabolize, it's a great time to do some soil conditioning. We often will put down some compost, put some gypsum, some other soil amendments into the soil, getting ready for the spring push. We have several of our customers who have old citrus trees that have broken down tree wells. A few of them have small orchards. And what we've done is improve the tree wells, maybe move them out a little bit further, and then put down a small layer of compost, finished compost, some soil sulfur and gypsum, work that into the soil. And it just makes a great, in a better rooting environment, a better growth environment. All these things, adding any kind of organic matter to the soil is helping to feed the soil and improving our heavy clay soils, which are sometimes difficult for plants to survive in. We like to think of it as soil amendments as opposed to fertilizer. Fertilizer is actually putting down nutrients for the tree, kind of like we take supplements and vitamins in a sense. But I like to look at soil amendments like soil sulfur, gypsum, even compost, organic matter that you're just working into the soil, kind of like us having a good diet. You know, we often have to get medicines or maybe an injection occasionally when we have an acute problem with our physical health. In the same way, trees might occasionally need fertilizer if you're actually trying to address a micro or macronutrient deficiency. But I like to think of soil amendments as just the ability to keep the soil structure good, keep a good, healthy environment for those roots to do as well as they can. The problem with us is we're constantly raking up our leaf litter and throwing it away, raking it up and chucking it in the trash can. We're breaking up that natural nitrogen cycling. What we like to do is put that back into the soil. Sometimes if you can't leave the leaves because the leaves tend to just want to blow around your yard and end up in the pool and other places, it's understandable that you have to rake them up and get rid of them. If you do have the situation in your yard where you can leave the leaf litter in place, we highly recommend that. It's good. It's an insulation. It reduces the loss of water through evapotranspiration. It provides a little insulation from the summer heat. It's so good for the root zone to keep those leaves in place. If you can't leave the leaves in place for whatever reason, then why not compost the leaves and then bring them back in the form of a finished compost and lay them over the soil surface? That compost won't blow away like the leaves, but it'll be returning back to the trees the nutrient value that was lost when you raked the leaves up and took them away in the first place. Which brings us to the next topic, which is composting. This is a great time of year. We've got a couple mulberry trees and several other deciduous trees in our...
Lots of leaf drop there.
A lot of leaf drop. They're coming down right now, and it's looking beautiful. It's our time to rake those leaves up and get them into a suitable...
You just told me to leave them there.
I know. If you can't leave them there like we can,
okay.
they tend to blow all over our yard, end up in our pool.
And then probably your neighbors.
We have one on both sides of our pool. It's a double whammy. And we just keep, there's no way. They just
but
blow
in. I bet in the summer that keeps your water temperature
nice. Oh,
yeah,
it's
cool.
Nice. That's why we let that one volunteer mulberry grow up on the west side of our tree, because our pool, because it provides a beautiful shade.
So you can't leave the leaves there.
No,
obviously, you can't leave them in the pool.
We have a couple of big horse troughs that somebody left on the side of the road for the city pickup, and we picked them up and took them and punched some more holes in the bottom of them because they were all rusted out on the bottom, but to allow it to drain nicely. And then we use those horse troughs. They're galvanized, so the sides of them are nice. The steel bottoms just eventually went out. So we put our leaves in there. The recipe is very simple. Put in 50% brown dried leaves, 50% green material, add water, and stir. And you'll have compost in no time at all. Within about 60 days, you'll have some finished compost in Arizona.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.
Hey, Dad.